Tu de casa,
Africa,
tu de casa,
America. You are listening to African Father in America podcast by Simon Javan Okello, live from Seattle, Washington, USA.
Thank you so much for joining me for another incredible session of the Daily African Proverbs. My name is Simon Javan Okello. I am in Seattle, Washington. And, this is the beginning of the Daily African Proverbs. This is a lovely, lovely session that we host here every Monday to Friday at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We typically bring this show live on YouTube and also live on Clubhouse. Dan, thank you for being my first guest, and thank you for always supporting these sessions. It always means a lot. Seeing you here is always a blessing, and I don't take it for granted. As usual, we have an amazing, amazing proverb that we have prepared for you today. So if you are joining us on YouTube, thank you so much. If you are joining us on Clubhouse, also thank you very, very much. Today we are taking a journey to Ethiopia. Ethiopia is one of the most beautiful parts of Africa, and also one of the most, really, really a country that brings us some of the best long-distance runners, a country that brings us, some of the best recipes out of Africa. Injera is a very popular food globally now. Ethiopia also brings us, very many emperors and kings that have really shaped the history of Africa. Christianity is said to have started in Ethiopia. We also have coffee. Ethiopia is also where coffee originated, for those who don't know. So I'm really, really excited about this proverb today. And it says, a coward will sweat even in water. A coward will sweat even in water. And right now I feel like a coward because I was just on a run, and my glasses, if you're watching, are very misty, So I'll take them on and off until they settle in. But our proverb is really, really amazing. It speaks about courage, A coward will sweat even in water. This Ethiopian saying is quite simple. When you think about it, a coward will always sweat. A coward will sweat even in water. This is also my latest Instagram post. You should definitely follow me on Instagram and also comment on this post over there on Instagram. My handle is at Okello Javan. And I am also live here on YouTube for those who are joining us for the first time. And, this proverb is simple but yet true, It's true that a coward will sweat even in water. And a coward may be inside water and still sweat because they are always afraid and on edge constantly and worrying about what may happen, A lot of the time we also face this situation. We are all courageous people, but we are also all cowards. Nobody is always courageous all the time. In fact, those who seem to be very courageous, those who seem to be very strong, they are the softest people inside. And this proverb is just encouraging us that we should be willing to be coward sometime, but we should be aware of what is going on. At the same time, if you are once a coward, then when you're a courageous person, when you're a warrior, when you need to do what you need to do, then the way that you approach it is much more different. It's not that the only way to be and the best way to be is to always be on top of your game, So I want to share three takeaways that my team and I prepared for you that we can talk about briefly And, you know, we will also dive deeper into this conversation by bringing some of you who have joined me, you know, in the Clubhouse room to the stage so that you can share your perspectives and we can build this village fire that, you know, we have been, you know, consuming for the last few months. I do quickly want to welcome Leo Lewis. I want to welcome Andrew. Andrew, thank you so much for all your support. And Brother Arthur, I want to also welcome you here. And Roger, and of course, Dan was my very, very first guest. I want to, you know, ask you to take a minute, ping in 3 to 5 people to join us for today's conversation. We are really talking about courage today, you know. And I want to share 3 nuggets, you know, 3 takeaways that you should note somewhere as we continue on with our conversation today. So the proverb that we're discussing says that a coward will sweat even in water. A coward will sweat even in water. And this is an Ethiopian proverb, and this is the first takeaway that we prepared for you today. Number one, a coward sweats even in water, and a brave man sweats even in blood. And then number two, don't be afraid to do what you have to do, because the reward will be worth it. And then number three, a true warrior is not someone who doesn't feel fear. This is what I was explaining earlier, but someone who conquers that fear, you know, a true warrior is not someone who doesn't feel fear, but someone who conquers that fear. So really for me and my team, when we looked at this proverb, those are the 3 takeaways that we came up with. But for me, what stood out the most is that the strongest warriors, the strongest people in the world, the strongest, you know, partners, whether it's a business partner or even an intimate partner, sometimes we are so close to people and we think that, you know, so-and-so is unbreakable, so-and-so is always smiling. But these people, they also need support. They also need the support that the person that we always think is a coward needs, you know. The person who is always teasing people, who is always making people feel like they're weak, is actually the person who needs support the most, you know. So I want to leave it at that for just a moment. But I want to, again, encourage you to ping in 3 to 5 people to join us for today's conversation. And I also want you to, you know, prepare to share your own perspectives on this proverb. So I'm going to invite my brother Leo Lewis, who, you know, for a long time supported this, you know, session at the very beginning of the Daily African Proverbs, really. My brother, share with us where you are joining us from, what today's proverb means to you, and we will continue building the conversation like that. I deeply, deeply appreciate your presence here. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Simon. I actually just read this proverb. I'm still processing it, so I don't have a great interpretation right now because this is a heavy proverb. But I just wanted to say good day to you and good day to the room. And I appreciate this room for being consistent and just staying here on Clubhouse in the midst of all the things that are going on. And it's courageous in and of itself to just continue this type of work, especially in the times where folks are so critical. So thank you, Simon, and thank you to everyone in the room and on the stage. Leo, I'm done speaking.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Leo. I appreciate you, my brother, for those simple but very, very, encouraging words. And really, it's true that without courage, we cannot make the kind of progress we have been making with the Daily African Proverbs and with the African Father in America, podcast. And also now I want to, you know, go ahead and invite you, my brother Andrew. Thank you again. Andrew was my guest not too long ago, but also Andrew has been a behind-the-scenes supporter of the work that I do here and Africa Day, Madaraka Festival. So I deeply appreciate you for being here. Share with us your perspective. When you hear this proverb from Ethiopia, a coward will sweat even in water, what is it that comes to your mind? And also share with us, where you're joining us from this morning.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, everyone. I'm actually joining from Connecticut, the state of Connecticut in the US. And this particular proverb, really what it's saying to me is that a coward is even in an environment where you think you would find relief. A coward is even uncomfortable, and it's as an entrepreneur, I look at every day that I'm in business, and over the years, what I've come to realize is that you've got to encourage yourself as an entrepreneur. As entrepreneurs, we are sometimes out in front, and there are many occasions where we could be seen as cowards. And so one of the things that I've learned over the years is to rely on, and I'm actually writing a book called My Father's Business, A Spiritual Approach to the Ministry of Entrepreneurship. And one of the chapters that I rely on is of the Bible is Joshua chapter 1. And I call that the charge of an entrepreneur. And it's about encouraging yourself every day on a daily basis as you go through on your journey, because as an entrepreneur, you one of the things one of the principles that you have to rely on a daily basis is courage, because there's so many things that come at you that could cause you fear and to be a coward. And so I found that, reading Joshua chapter 1, which I call the charge of the entrepreneur, and just verse 7 says, "Only you be strong and very courageous, that you do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go." Verse 6, be strong and of good courage, right? And it's a reminder every day that in order to overcome the challenges, overcome the things that can cause fear, is that we need to remind ourselves that the courage resides within us, and all we have to do is to draw it out, so that we can overcome every situation and challenge. And with that, I'm complete for now.
Thank you so much, Andrew. Yeah, I deeply agree with the Bible verse that you shared with us, and also that courage resides in us. And the only thing we need to do is to draw it. But what if fear also resides in us, and fear takes the best of us? What do you do? What do you do to change that fear into courage? Or what do you do to stay in that fear and actually learn and feel what it means to be afraid? Because in being fearful, you learn what it means to be courageous. I just wanted to throw in there into the conversation for us to think about as we continue with our conversation. And I have an amazing story about today's conversation that I'll be sharing in just a moment. But for now, I want to again welcome everyone who's just joining us for the first time. Team, Naomi, thank you for being here with us for the Daily African Proverbs. We've been doing this show since January 2021 consistently. At the beginning, we were doing this show on Monday to Monday, 7 days a week. But now we are doing it Monday to Friday at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And this entire conversation is also live streamed on YouTube. So I am actually live and direct on YouTube right now as we speak. And also, this conversation is recorded for the African Father in America podcast, which is also available across all podcasting platforms. We recently reached 100,000 downloads, and I encourage you to check us out on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify Podcasts, and let me know what you think. With that, I want to welcome Brother Earth, who has also been an incredible supporter of the work that we do here. How are you today, my brother? Where are you joining us from? And really, what does today's proverb from Ethiopia mean to you?
Peace and love, family. It's Brother Earth, and I'm coming out of the North Carolina territory. And always a beautiful conversation. Honors to you and all the family for, you know, sharing the wisdom. And something you said, Simon, it really made me reflect back. When you said the comment about it's not that a warrior doesn't fear, it is that a warrior conquers his fear. And it made me think, one day me and my daughter, we was out walking on the trail, and a snake came across the trail. And, you know, hey, me and snakes don't get along. And, you know, had I been there, I would have turned around by myself. I would have turned around and went the other way. But due to the fact I had my daughter with me, you know what I mean? I had to do something. So I ended up grabbing a stick and kind of, you know, like shooing it in another direction. And my daughter told me, Daddy, you strong. You ain't scared of nothing. You know what I mean? And knowing the whole time I was scared. So from that, what you just said, that made me let her know that, you know, I'm not strong because I'm not scared. I'm strong because I was able to do that even though I was scared. That's what is the show of strength. And that's the first thing that I add to the conversation. And another way, you can look at, and a lot of people are dealing with this right now, as the cowardness to a degree. It's almost like a form of anxiety. And I always said anxiety is when you allow so many negative thoughts to breathe inside your mind that you cannot continue to make forward progress. And when somebody is caught with a mind full of anxiety or a mind full of fear or negativity, you know, they can't progress, or when they only focus on the negativity. And one of the scriptures in the Moorish Holy Quran, it teaches that heaven and hell are not above and below, but they are it's a state of mind. And sometimes if someone is locked in an anxious state of mind or a cowardly state of mind, to a degree they creating hell for themselves, because they only able to focus on the negative, the bad, or what may happen, opposed to finding a way to solve the problem or seeing the good that can happen or being able to progress even though they feel fear. And I park my plane right there. Peace and love, family. Brother Earth.
Peace and love. Peace and love to you, Brother Earth. I loved the story you shared. You know, first of all, me and snakes also don't get along. You know, even the harmless snakes like the green mamba, you know, whenever I see it, I have to take a different direction. But really, you know, the takeaway from the story you shared with us is really powerful. You know, that also your environment and who you're with determines whether the warrior in you comes out, you know. And that's really, really beautiful, because when you're with your daughter, you know, your warrior-ness comes out because you're on duty to support her. So you have to overcome the fear immediately, you know. So it's really, really beautiful to hear that. I want to welcome Lavender as well to share with us her perspective on today's proverb. Lavender, today's proverb says that a coward will sweat even in water. A coward will sweat even in water. This is an Ethiopian proverb. Share with us your perspective on this. And, you know, thank you again for your continued support. Okay.
Hi, Simon.
Hi, Lavenda. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Are you awake yet?
Trying to be, but I'm grateful to be here. I'm happy to see Brother Stella, Debbie, as usual, Dane, and everyone else in the room. I'm Lavender from Kenya, and my perspective on this on today's proverb, a coward will even sweat in water, is that everyone, like we all have something we fear, but we always strive to move on in life. Like, life is full of fear because we never know what's ahead of us. We never know about tomorrow. But there are people who let fear get to them so much that their fear shows. And this tends to hold them back in life. That's all I have for now. I'm Lavender. Thank you so much, Simon.
Thank you, Lavender. It's incredible, though, what you're saying is that you should, even though you could be fearful and not courageous, you should not let fear get the best of you, because, you know, I've seen people who are afraid. Like, you know, I grew up in the slum in Kenya, in the ghetto, where sometime you'd meet someone who took the wrong path and arrived in your neighborhood, and they didn't know how crazy your neighborhood is. And unfortunately, they even landed in the middle of a gang where maybe a gang, you know, gang members were just chilling. And so you see, you know, as kids growing up, we used to see people like that, you know, an innocent person who just took the wrong path and arrived in the middle of the worst people that you could engage with. And then they don't know each other. So, you know, the people who are assumed to be very courageous don't know this person, but because they're in their territory, they are very courageous. And then the other person realizes that, oh, I'm in Manyata, and you see their legs start wobbling. You know, people got so afraid when they realized where they were and what was just about to happen, that some people even, help themselves on their clothes, you know. And it was just a terrible thing to see how fear actually manifests, you know. But also, what happened after that fear is, you know, adrenaline. You know, you'd find that some people were also faster than these gang members, that after they realized where they were, they would look around them and look at the nearest way to safety, and they would sprint away. Like, I was one of those people. I was a very fast runner, and I got myself into trouble many, many times, but my legs got me out of trouble very, very fast. So, you know, every one of us has something that can always help us get out of a situation. So I just wanted to share that. And thank you again, Lavender, for sharing those beautiful, inspiring words with us today. Just to welcome everyone who is joining us for the first time for the African Father in America podcast. You know, this is a really special space for me and our community. And, you know, I hope that you all leave our conversation with some pieces of nuggets, you know, some pieces of wisdom from our ancestors and also from amongst us here today. So I want to go on and welcome Debbie, who is another incredible supporter of this session that we host here Monday to Friday at 6 a.m. PST. Debbie, how are you doing today? And where are you joining us from? And what are your perspectives on this proverb?
Thank you. I'm well. Greetings, Debbie Berlin, Game Dev Debbie, Maryland, D.C. Love and appreciation to all. This proverb is excellent. Number one, let's talk about bravery. Yes, bravery doesn't mean that you don't have fear. It means you feel the fear and you do it anyway. That is bravery. Valerie Love says, fear is a dragon that we ride. And I say, let's take that energy. Remove the name fear, anxiety, remove all those names and labels. When we feel powerful enemy energy rising inside of us, redirect it to reach our goal, right? Whether it's anger, have righteous indignation, whether it's fear, anxiety, just call it powerful energy swelling up, and then do a judo move, you know, and put it, say, I'm going to use this fear. I'm going to use this anxiety. I'm going to use all this and pow, make it give you a turbo boost towards your goal. Number one. Number two, coward. You know, we're all cowards in some areas of our life, if we admit it to our, even ourselves. And we're all warriors in some areas of our life. So what I do, you look at me, you say, I'm brave. Well, I look at you and your other area and I say, you're brave. And I'm afraid to do that. And maybe somebody else is afraid to do the thing that I say is easy for me. So what does that mean? That means let's help each other. You know, a warrior, you can fight one-on-one, but if you have a war, you don't go into war by yourself. You have your armies, you have your troops, because you gotta have somebody has your back, your side, your front, your left, right, as they say, stronger together, right? So the stronger you get as a warrior, the bigger your battles, because you wanna, your heart, if you have a heart of a warrior, heart of a samurai, you wanna change the world, you wanna do great things. And the greater things you wanna do, the bigger your battles, and that's when you have to band together with other people and say, let's do this together, okay? Reminds me of the story of the spoons in heaven, right? You have, in hell, you have these long spoons and you're trying to feed your own mouth. You can't get there. But in heaven, you turn around and feed each other with a soup, right? So let me use my strong spoon instead of trying to put it only in my mouth. Let me help you where you're weak and you're hungry. And look, when I'm weak and hungry, can you give me your strong spoon and give me some soup? That way we all eat. We're all strong. Okay, there's a lot of, you know, as a Black woman, I have to overcome the hyper-independence model of strong Black woman. I don't need nobody and nothing. Well, Stephen Covey in his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, has it as a pyramid model. We start off as children, dependent on our parents. And then we become adults and we become independent. But the next step up is interdependence, where we are collaborating. And you know, it's not a shame to share weakness with trusted friends, because there's a song that says, how can I fill a need that I don't see? So that's why we have our support system. Okay, lastly, I just want to talk about our beautiful bodies. And what is sweat? Sweat releases toxins. Now that coward, he may be a coward, but he's in the right place. He's in the ocean. And the ocean, that salt water helps to eliminate toxins that attacks lungs sometimes. We're talking about anxiety and breathing. So that ocean water is healing and cleaning and helping, right? So he's in the right place. And I will conclude to say, as I say, we are stronger together. So let us be strong for each other. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. And, you know, when you mentioned judo move, and when you mentioned, first of all, how you always introduce yourself, I feel like it's a tactic for overcoming fear, you know, because you always say, this is Game Dev Davy. This is Game Dev Davy. Greetings, you know. And I'm like, now that one is how, you know, I know people who believe in themselves, you know, the way they show up, the way they speak, the way they even present literally pushes fear away, not only from them, but from the people around them. So you do that to us, at least to me here in this, you know, daily African proverb sessions. Whenever you speak, I really feel like, oh, I need to be more courageous like Davy. So I appreciate that a lot. Stella, how are you doing today, and where are you joining us from? And also, when you hear this Ethiopian proverb, a coward will sweat even in water, what is it that comes to your mind, Stella?
Thank you, Simon. Hello, everyone. This is Stella from Kenya. And today's proverb reminds me of a story. And one time I went for an interview, I had seen some advert on the newspaper, and the KDF, Kenyan Defense Forces, they needed cadets. So I applied. I didn't really think that I would be shortlisted. I was just trying, and I wanted to explore what these people do, what these soldiers do, and what cadets do. So I was curious, and I wanted to find out. So I made an application, and then one day when I was just sitting in my room, someone called me telling me they've seen my name in the newspaper, that I had been shortlisted. And it was so surprising because I didn't expect it. So I decided to go for the interview. And the interview is I would say it's too... okay, I lack words, but it involved a lot of exercises, and it was taking a duration of like 2 weeks. So all along, I had been having this fear of water. By there, I fear water. I don't know why. I come from near the lake, but I used to hear these stories of how crocodiles would eat people. So I would fear going to any water body. So, and for I think for all my life, I fear swimming. So there was this part of the interview that it was mandatory for everyone to swim. And for a moment, I went and hid myself in some corner so that I would not swim. And they were insisting that everyone has to swim, whether you know how to swim or you don't. So when you knew how to swim, you'd go over that board that people jump from into the swimming pool, and shout if you are a swimmer, a non-swimmer, or if you are a moderate swimmer. So I would watch people from this place where I was hiding, and people were shouting. You were supposed to shout swimmer sir or non-swimmer sir. So I started watching people shouting swimmer sir, and I started laughing. And I couldn't imagine that I was also supposed to do that. So finally, someone pulls me out of where I was hiding, and now it's my turn to go and jump into the pool. Hey, I was sweating. I was so afraid. I was sweating. And I remember jumping from the boat shouting, "Nan swimmer, sir," and everyone burst out laughing, saying, "How come you don't know how to swim when you're from the lake region?" And I jumped in the pool and I shouted non-swimmer, and immediately they came with a rod, and you're supposed to hold the rod if you don't know how to swim so that they pull you outside. And the funny thing is I was sweating so much even inside the pool. And so this proverb, it just reminds me of that story and how funny it is. But anyway, I continued with the interview. I did all those crazy exercises up to the end, even though I didn't get the job. But it was such a nice experience. It taught me a lot. Otherwise, thank you, and I'm happy to be here.
Wow, Stella, that's incredible. I know exactly what you're talking about. Well, I've never been a part of it, but my grandfather was in the Kenyan Army. And he fought in the First and Second World War for the British, but he was, you know, one of those elite warriors from Kenya that were being sent by the British everywhere. Anyhow, you know, I'm also not a good swimmer, so I'm non-swimmer, sir. But just a fantastic story. The things that you have been through, you know, one day you need to be my guest so that I can really learn more about all these crazy things that you've done. But, you know, I'm just so proud of you, and I'm lucky that we met, you know. But now I want to go to TZ. TZ, how are you doing? when you think about this proverb that is the center of our conversation today, from Ethiopia, it says, a coward will sweat even in water. What is it that comes to your mind? And also let us know where you're joining us from, please. Okay, TZ, whenever you're able to unmute, just let me know and we'll bring you on. I want to again welcome everyone who is here with us for the Daily African Proverbs. Here we dissect African proverbs. We go a little deeper. We don't just see these proverbs and pass them by, but we sit down with them. We break them apart. We learn from them, just like you've been hearing us doing for the last a little over 30 minutes. So now we are in the final segment of our conversation today, and I just want to get, a tip from each person on stage. You know, what is one thing that you normally do in order to overcome fear? Because really one of the big lessons today is that everybody has, courage in them, like our brother Andrew was sharing. But also everybody has some fear in them. You know, there's a song by Bob Marley where he says that he who fights and runs away lives to fight another day. You know, if you just insist on fighting because you're strong and great and courageous, you're not going to live to fight another day. But when you let fear come, when you're also most courageous, when you think that you're most successful in your career, when you think that you're in the greatest shape, when you think that you're eating the best diet, that's when you really need to take a break and reflect, you know, and just take a few steps back, because that's really important, you know, that's really, really important. So I want you to just quickly, starting with my brother Andrew, I want to, first I see that Philip joined us on the stage. So Philip, we'll give you a chance towards the end of our conversation here, so that we can just quickly get some of these tips. Brother Andrew, what is one tip that if you are advising a group of young black men from across the world, giving them one tip about how to overcome their fear, what would you tell them to think about?
Oh, wow. Again, this is something that I deal with every day. And I think the most powerful thing that you can do to combat fear is to be aware of it, right? Be aware of how you are feeling. You know, even in this proverb, you know, the indication of fear is the sweat, right? So once you become aware that you are in the state of fear and you recognize it, you have the ability to capture and say, okay, I'm in fear, but I'm still going to go through it. And one of the things that I have found as an entrepreneur is that, one, I put myself in situations that generate fear. And I do this on a daily basis. And, you know, I tell people, I'm the creator of great problems. But what I found over the years is that there's an inner strength in every one of us that always comes to meet the challenge. And as an entrepreneur, I've found and I've become stronger because I have not died. Right? There were situations where I thought the fear would cause death. And as I've walked through, like the Bible says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Right? That's every day there is that, but you have to understand that there is something greater in you. Greater is he that is in you than that's in the world. And you were made to overcome. There is nothing. Even what seems as death is not really death, because we never die. We never die. Fear is false evidence appearing real. And as we take a step forward in that state of fear,
we will see that it will vanish, it will disappear, and you will come out just as the two guys in the furnace. You will come out even better on the other side. You will not die. And so fear is just false, and you just continue to step forward in the light of what may seem to want to extinguish your flames, but you just keep walking. And as you do that, you will see that you are stronger than you thought, you are more equipped than you thought, and you just keep on walking. Recognize fear for what it is, and it becomes powerless. And with that, I'm complete for now.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I can't add anything to that, Andrew, but I also just want to personally thank you for always looking out for me. I know you know what I mean. I deeply appreciate it. Brother Art.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Brother Art, what is one tip that you'd give a group of young brothers that are listening or watching us right now so that they can also overcome fear?
Peace and love, family. It's Brother Earth once again. And that's a great question you asked, Simon. And let me start off saying this. Back in the day, I used to have this favorite movie called Vampire in Brooklyn with Eddie Murphy, right? And Eddie Murphy was the vampire. But it was one scene where him and Angela Bassett was talking. And she was just like, you know, why you don't come out and let the world see the greatness and the power and all the things you could do? And Eddie Murphy told her, people fear what they do not understand, right? And with that being said, a lot of times we fear what we do not understand. We fear what's beyond our comfort zone. And I just recently came to the understanding that I can't grow in my comfort zone. And so a lot of times, if you choose to continue to grow and unfold, you have to get outside of your comfort zone. And a lot of time, for a long time, it's another quote in the Mawjola Quran, doubt is of thy own raising. And see, doubt and fear go hand in hand. And for a long time in my life, you know, I used to doubt a lot of things or focus on the negative, and that, you know, let me to stay comfort in my comfort zone. But understanding that if I want to grow or keep unfolding, that I have to sometimes get comfortable being uncomfortable, you know, and just taking on fear head on. Of course, long as it's not, no, like you said, a situation where you're, you know what I mean, jumping out of a plane or, you know what I mean, something crazy like that. But a lot of times, especially, you know, as certain things that we must do or experience, a lot of time, for a long time, I just allow myself to doubt or think of the negative. And I would say, you know, for a young man, don't think about the negative or what might could happen wrong or what could not go your way. Look at all the positive upside. What if just what you expecting from this situation to happen just because you move forward on faith? And that's what I would say. You know, don't let doubt discourage you. Don't let fear discourage you. Don't focus on the negative or what might happen bad. Look at all the positive good or the upside that could come from the situation. Peace and love.
Peace and love to you, Brother Arthur. I deeply agree with that because, you know, a lot of the time when you let doubts and the voice in your head, sometimes you have the voice in your head that just discourages you from being courageous, from moving forward, from doing what Brother Andrew was describing earlier as being the greatest creator of big problems, you know. If you can create big problems, then you can create big solutions. So I think that's really, really great. Lavender, how about you? When you think about this proverb and you think about all the young people that are out there living in fear, you know, living in fear because of what they see on TV, living in fear because of what somebody might have told them. What is one tip that you'd tell them that would help, hopefully help them feel a little more courageous?
Thank you, Simon. What I'd like to tell the younger generation, I'm still thinking about this proverb, and I've realized the greatest or the best things and my greatest achievements I've done in fear, and these were moments I never let fear hold me back. I'd do them afraid. To encourage the younger generation that fear is there and we should just do it afraid. Thank you, Simon.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Lavender. Hey, Debbie, how about you? What is the one tip that you'd give, you know, to young people to help overcome fear?
Absolutely. First of all, since you mentioned Bob Marley, guys, that big up Jamaica. And what you're talking about with his song, Run Away From Fear, we can't. The enemy is within. The fear is within. We can't outrun our own shadow. But what we can do is pivot and face towards the sun. Focus on the positive. The shadow will then be behind you. We can learn from our shadow and make peace with it. Now, Andrew, I really appreciate what you said about putting yourself intentionally in situations of fear. I agree. Let us all practice getting out of our comfort zone. Sing karaoke. Talk to a stranger. Be in a space where your native language is not the default. And like Brother said, our comfort zone. I agree. Let's change our comfort zone from a fixed structure to a mobile unit. Let's get comfortable being uncomfortable. That's where change and growth occurs. And my other last tip is to remember our past victories. I always tell my kids when they say coding is too hard, I say, oh yeah, can you ride a bike? Could you always ride a bike? Was it easy at first? Were you afraid? How did you get there? Look at you now. You can walk. You used to be able to fall down. You don't remember that? You faced your fears as an infant, as a toddler, to walk. You faced your fears even though you fell down, scrape your knees, and now you're riding a bike. So just like this coding thing, face your fear, go from hard to easy by starting and continue and get encouragement. So I say we remember our past victories that used to scare us. Now let us encourage us and let it go forward with our strong sense of purpose that we encourage each other. Okay, let's go.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Debbie. I love that. Now, Stella, I would love for you to also share your tip and pass it to TZ and then to Philip. I have to step away from my mic for just a minute or so. So go ahead, Stella.
Thank you. I think what I would tell young people and everyone and even myself is to always learn something. Try to learn something new, even if it's creating or building something, anything that you feel comfortable learning. Just like Brother said, I really want to agree with him. Get yourself out of the comfort zone because fear really holds you when you're in your comfort zone and when you can't understand stuff. So try to learn something and slowly it goes away. Thank you.
Thanks. I'll jump in here, if I may. This is Philip from South Africa. And I just want to say, Stella, thanks a lot for the story that you shared in terms of really facing your fear and jumping off the diving board into the pool, you know, without being able to swim. I mean, that's just an amazing amount of courage. And I'm surprised they didn't hire you. They should have. I think fear is you know, can be a good thing, because it also heightens your senses, you know, it makes you a little bit more aware. So if you are in a real position of physical danger, fear is not necessarily always bad, because of the fact that it heightens your senses and makes you just more acutely aware. And then, of course, when ultimately you have to act, you just act without thinking even, you know. I can maybe relate a short something which happened to me. I was with my family in Mozambique, and we were on the coast, and there was a day that we could relax a little bit, and two young sons and a friend of theirs were with us. And they, the two youngest ones, went over to a coral reef not far into the ocean and were looking at the fish and things. But then the tide slowly started coming in, and I mean, I was drinking a couple of beers, relaxing on the beach. And my elder son, who was only about 13 at the time, 12, 13, he went to go and check up on them. And then, yes, the next thing we just heard screaming. And they were trying to come back, but the tide was so high that they couldn't get the footing. And my older son, who was still very young, my youngest son was grabbing hold of him, and he was trying to help him. But the other friend, who was also young, maybe 9 or 10 years old, as we reached them, because obviously we ran towards them, but as we reached them, he got swept into the ocean with a current. And I mean, I can't see well. I have heavy spectacles, and they got washed away in the surf as I tried to swim after him. But I could hear him because he was screaming so loudly. And ultimately, I reached him because it was easy swimming down the current. And then it was just the thing of trying to calm down. You know, that nice Nigerian song, "Calm Down," is just so great. Anyways, calm down, you know, be relaxed. And then we were able to slowly make our ways back to the beach. But we soon also realized that he was a much better swimmer than me. And when ultimately we came to the sand and we could get our footing again, I was absolutely wasted. I was so tired. By that time, some other people had come across, and they helped me to stagger out onto the beach. But I'll never forget this little boy. As soon as he got out onto the beach, he put his hands up in the air. He said, "Praise the Lord!" And I was quite tired for the next 2 days. I think I slept a lot, but yeah, I think fear is a good thing. You know, it, like I say, it makes you a little bit sharper, and then to trust your instincts, and then ultimately, when you have to commit to some action, commit to it. And you know, nature has a way of solving our absolutely immediate problems. You know, you can take a lot of pain without even knowing it, you know, in the moment. So, but thanks a lot, Simon. And if I may, I want to ask you on your profile picture, what is that you are holding? Thank you.
You're welcome. I loved the story you shared with us. It was quite the situation, you know, really, really dangerous. And, you know, nature makes human beings look very little because of, you know, how powerful the tides can throw you, like you're just a little piece of something, you know. It's just insane to even imagine how difficult that situation was for you all. The instrument I'm holding is called Nyatiti. It's an 8-string lyre from Kenya, and I love playing it. You know, I've been trying to become great at it over the last 10 years. And finally, I'm becoming more confident and overcoming the fear of playing it in public and doing shows. I have a show this weekend. I'm performing at Madaraka Festival, which I am producing on August 13th and 14th. And I'm really just proud because it's a very important part of my culture. And I'm just so happy that I'm able to represent my culture here in Seattle, Washington, in the diaspora. You know, but in we are now towards the end of our time together, and I see really, really amazing friends. You know, I see Cubs and Eve and Sambaza and, you know, Tim and Roger and Dan. All of you have really, really been, you know, wonderful in helping grow this space. And I really, really appreciate it. And, you know, of course, Philip and everyone who is on stage, I appreciate your contributions today as well. Tomorrow, we also have this session, you know. Tomorrow is going to be more focused on poetry. I will be hosting a poet as my guest, and it's going to be an amazing situation as well. I see that Masha Mutisi, Lady Lion, is joining us on YouTube, and she's saying that thankful the rescue in the ocean had a good outcome. And she also says, wonderful and important being able to revere. And really, I wanted to just share a quick story. In 2016, I believe it was in 2016, I was in Kenya, and I, you know, One Vibe Africa, the nonprofit organization that I founded, was partnering with the county government of Lamu. And Lamu is a county in Kenya that is located on the Indian Ocean. You know, it's also, it's big actually. It in one end, it borders Somalia. And so terrorism in Lamu is very, very rife, you know. So what I was there for, you know, was to bring a music talent search in a region of the world that is predominantly Muslim. And so things like, you know, a public talent search had not happened in many of the towns that we were going around. We were partnering with the county to identify like the top three musicians, and One Vibe was going to produce, you know, music and videos for them and help build their career. And some of the people that we were traveling with were some of the top stars in Kenya, like Nazizi, you know, who is a legendary musician in Kenya, Tuva, who is a media personality, Willie Tuva, you know, he works for Royal Media Services in Kenya. And, you know, we had Ali Kiba, who is another great Kenyan artist, and many, many other people, producers, and some of these students that we were also mentoring and coaching. And we also had government representatives. And so we had an entire bus filled with people, you know, and we drove to this town called Mpeketoni. And Mpeketoni, just a year before that, had been, you know, had been the epicenter of a bloodbath. You know, terrorists basically were shooting everything they could see, you know. They just walked into town and just began mowing people down. So we went to this town a year later after a very, very big tragedy that had happened there. And going there, we were already in our minds, we were like, wow, we are going to Mpeketoni today, you know, and we were afraid. But along the way, as you travel to Mpeketoni, between Lamu town and Mpeketoni, is very dangerous, because you drive across some of the areas that are actually territories of some of these terrorists, you know. So different warlords run different parts of the paths that the bus takes. So, you know, buses being ambushed was very common. So the bus we were traveling in actually had a convoy, you know. At the front, we had several other buses. And at the very front, we had, you know, an army, you know, Land Cruiser filled with, you know, people who are ready to respond. And at the very far end as well, and inside the bus, we also had, you know, police officers, you know, armed police officers. But we were still very, very afraid, you know. And so we went and we held this successful event, and it was all over the news. And then that evening, we had to drive back to Lamu. And I'm telling you, we delayed for 10 minutes, you know, because we were so many people in the bus. We delayed and we missed the convoy that we were supposed to go with, because every bus has to be a part of a convoy. And so the convoy went ahead of us, and we had to wait and wait for hopefully another convoy to come. But our bus driver was also very, very stubborn. And so he insisted, he said, I will be able to catch up with that convoy. So as we were just about to leave Lamu town, we saw other vehicles driving back really, really fast with wounded people in the vehicles. And we were being told the convoy that you guys were supposed to be a part of just got ambushed. And so it was just a crazy scene to be a part of, you know, and also to be with all these personalities that we were responsible for bringing together and traveling to Lamu and doing this project. The kind of fear that I saw inside that bus, you know, I can't even describe it. But, you know, we still were able to do what we needed to do. And the next day we could not travel by road, actually. We had to spend the night in Peketoni. And it was just a night to remember, you know. But I remember really getting close with some of these people that we were in this bus with. We've become really friends and family because of when somebody sees you in fear, in real fear, then, you know, there's a level of respect that people give each other when you overcome a situation where there's nothing you can do. You have no control. So sometime when, you know, like this proverb is saying, and also like Debbie hinted earlier when she was sharing her perspectives, that sometime you just need to sit in that fear because that's probably where you need to be. You know, that water that you're sweating in is probably good for you. It's probably healing, you know. So with that, I want to end our conversation today. And I want to really, really thank you for taking your time to be with us here today. If you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, I would love for you to do that. The link is at the top of the room. And also, if you haven't followed the African Father in America Club on Clubhouse, this is a good time for you to do that and nominate one or two people to also be a part of this amazing community. Thank you so much. Take good care of yourselves. And I will see you tomorrow. We'll be right here. Oh, one last thing. Remember, we are doing Madaraka Festival August 13th and 14th. Check out www.madarakafestival.com and you will learn more. We are going to make history in Seattle and also virtually. You have to be a part of that experience. Thank you so much. Peace and love. African Father in America. Tujikaze, tujikaze, jikaze. Tujikaze, tujikaze, jikaze. Africa, tujikaze, tujikaze, jikaze. America. Tujikaze, tujikaze, jikaze. You are listening to African Father in America podcast by Simon Javanokelo, live from Seattle, Washington.